and Julie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, March 29. Coming up, official offer made to repurchase Venezuela's shares in Petrogem, government to increase investment in border security, and health minister endorses CARICOM Wellness Initiative. The news in detail after the break.
Are you registered to vote? If not, then don't miss your chance to get on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Thursday, March 29. Persons not registered by March 29 for the May voter's list cannot be added before November 2018. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-04259 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the government has made an official offer to PDV Carib for its 49% shareholding in the state oil refinery Petrogem Limited. Noting that the repurchase discussion is a commercially sensitive matter, Minister Wheatley says the move is one of several steps being undertaken to exercise greater control over the country's energy security.
We have been assured that the offer will be reviewed and considered by the Venezuelan government with a view to reverting to us shortly. And we assure them that the repurchase of the 49% shares in Petrogem was to ensure that we are in control of our energy security.
Minister Wheatley says the offer was made during his trip to Venezuela on March 22, noting that the repurchase does not mean Jamaica will abandon the Petrocarib agreement that exists with a South American country. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government has so far invested $11 billion in improving the nation's border security, with another major investment to be made in short order. He says Jamaica continues to make strategic improvements in border security as part of its crime reduction strategy.
We will continue to build our capacity to secure Jamaica's borders in terms of carrying out searches and rescue operations, and to monitor, in particular, the island's fishing resources. And that will be enhanced by the purchase of a coastal radar system.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the Caribbean Basin Coastal Surveillance and Maritime Security Summit at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Wednesday. The summit is being hosted by the Jamaica Defense Force under the theme Enhancing Maritime Domain Awareness and Increasing Security and Defense Resource Optimization. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams, is reaffirming the government's commitment to fiscal discipline in the thrust to achieve sustained economic growth. She says the government is also committed to policy continuity in areas that are benefiting the people and stimulating positive economic activity.
So policy continuity means not being afraid to continue those policies of a prior government that are working for the Jamaican people. Fiscal discipline means speaking to the capacity of a government to maintain smooth financial operation and long-term fiscal health. To have faith in a multi-year perspective on budgeting, as we did in the most recent budget that was laid for the first time in Jamaica.
Ms. Williams was speaking at the annual Students' Conference at the School of Business Administration, University of Technology, UTEC, at the Jamaica Conference Center on March 27. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has endorsed a CARICOM-led initiative aimed at reducing non-communicable diseases, NCDs, through improved diets. The four-year project, dubbed Improving Household Nutrition Security and Public Health in CARICOM, is aimed at promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups to combat obesity and diet-related NCDs across the region. Dr. Tufton says the initiative will help Caribbean nationals to better appreciate the importance of practicing habits that will promote good health and wellness.
We have to begin with both using the data to assess the consequences, and I think we have a lot of that. But secondly, and perhaps even more importantly, how do we frame the conversation and the narrative? How do you tell a family that during Easter time, too much of that particular product is probably not the right way to go? How do you preach balance?
The Improving Household Nutrition Security and Public Health in CARICOM project runs from 2018 to 2022 and will be spearheaded by the University of the West Indies in collaboration with several key local, regional, and international stakeholders. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.